This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Did you see the news from Facebook today? They've got a new virtual reality app that'll let you feel like you're sitting around a table in a conference room having an actual meeting with your colleagues instead of staring at squares on a computer screen. First of all, no thank you very much to that VR meeting thing. But also, to be honest, the Delta variant means we are going to be doing some kind of remote work for a while yet. So companies are getting serious about making it work well rather than just making it work. And there is a whole fleet of consultants eager to cash in. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes us inside the remote work industrial complex.
I've been remote since March of last year. And yeah, some parts have been a struggle. Punctuating every coworker conversation with the right Slack emoji, resisting the siren song of the 3 p.m. nap. Maybe I'm just not cut out for remote work.
Here's what we're going to do for you, Matt. You ready? You take the personality assessment. It'll take you 6 minutes.
Matt Pepsel is vice president of partner growth at the Predictive Index. Predictive calls itself a talent optimization platform. It works with big companies to screen job applicants based on personality traits. I'm taking their test now. Please read the words in the list below and check those that you feel describe the way you are expected to act by others at work. All right, social, meh, neat. I hope not. Predictive offers a more scientific version of a BuzzFeed quiz. You know, the ones that tell you what Harry Potter house you belong to. But instead of Gryffindors and Hufflepuffs, there are work personality types like Mavericks and Collaborators, updated with tips on how to manage them remotely. Who should lead the Zoom meeting? Who could use an extra text for encouragement? I'm a craftsman, a task-oriented rule lover who hates being interrupted.
People who are craftsmen really enjoy remote work.
I don't really enjoy remote work, but the test predicts I would if there were other people working remotely around me. If Pepsel were advising Marketplace on optimizing my talent,
you should allow Matt to expense a WeWork so that he can be around other people.
Yeah, that's not happening. I'm going to be working out of my bedroom for the foreseeable future, and there's not much space. So how do I get help with that?
Could you have the bed here? Or it doesn't work?
Maybe.
Francoise Courtidon is a feng shui consultant based in LA. She says she's been pretty busy.
The large companies who reach out to me wanted workshops. So we had Zoom workshops with up to 100 employees.
She also does private online consultations. There's the advice you expect, like get some houseplants.
Then something you can do to make your place more I forgot the word you used, but I think you say not as crappy. I think that's what you said.
And then there's the advice you don't expect.
But here, what I see, sleeping to the east, I see extramarital affairs.
I mean to tell you
something else, Matt. Every single time I have seen this energy, it happens.
A $400 feng shui consultation may prevent that extramarital affair and a fortune in future alimony payments. But adding a well-placed succulent and moving the bed isn't going to make my room feel that much bigger. If only I could change my location without changing my location. Enter virtual reality.
While you can make a physical step and your avatar will move, we have a green button and you'll be able to teleport.
Oh, sweet. Christoph Fleischmann is CEO of Arthur, a virtual reality startup that creates virtual meeting rooms. He's in Vienna, I'm in California, but with an Oculus headset, it does feel like I'm in the same room as a 3D avatar of Fleischmann, or at least half of him.
We had to get rid of our legs, unfortunately. It sounds really dystopian, but allows us to get a lot more people in.
You can hold a virtual meeting in a traditional office space.
Are these fluorescent lights up here?
Fake fluorescent lights, yes. It's for those who, you know, you can't really emotionally distance themselves yet from the office experience. We have that for them.
Or opt for something more exotic. Think Bond villain lair. The tech is cool. You can write on floating whiteboards with your hand and then swat them away like a Jedi Knight. But beyond the novelty, why would a company pay up to $100 per user per month plus the headsets when they could just Zoom?
Everyone can be active at the same time. I can pull someone aside, have a side chat.
Or a high-energy brainstorm. None of that Zoom round robin. You go, then I go, then she goes. Fleischman says it's only a matter of time before the tech gets good enough to read body language and facial micro expressions. For now, though, he can't tell if I'm rolling my eyes or not. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.